23rd of November, 1938. Greetings, Commander.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We have assembled the whole crowd.
I appreciate it. We may as well just get on with some seriousness. Hi. I've never been away. We're all tired. We dislike all of this as much as you want, but we have to come into comfort, and there's no other way than to push you right up against it. I have to really push Dormont until she screams, "Capital, I quit, I resign, I stomp out, I do all these things." You're going through a lot of stress. We understand it, else we'd paddle her. But these questions need to be confronted because they preoccupy time, and perhaps they need explanation. I certainly understand the statements. There is a great commitment here. There's a lot of playing going on everywhere. Information must be gotten out any way that we can, through the various channels that we have had. A lot of time, years of your time, actually eons of your time, have been poured into various ones. That does not render them useless, nor would we abandon them. So let us start with something a little bit more fun. And let us have a report, since we did not get one on tape. A little bit, I won't put Randall through a repetition of it verbatim, but let's hear a rundown of yesterday with a little bit of emotion thrown in there. We've been working very diligently with Mr. von Bressenstorff, and we like to get our feedback.
Yesterday I had a real good meeting with Otto, and we went in there about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, drove over there to deliver the check personally, so we could make sure we have that personal touch, and the feeling was there, and the camaraderie was built back up, and the purpose of why we wanted that there now, and we first walked into the room. Rick and I went together, so Rick had had a chance and see Otto, and to see the working of that. And he doesn't know how they used to be in their personalities towards myself and how they are now. But we went into the room and acknowledged, Elena was the other lady there. We acknowledged her, and she said she was with me. She said, "I'll be right with you." So we started to walk over next to the waiting area, the seating area. And Otto had seen us across the room. He started to come out of his office, and he didn't know whether to keep coming towards us or turn around and go back to his office. He started to get like fidgety in the middle of the room, not even half step. And so he turned and went back to his office, and we went back over towards the waiting area. And then he came over, came past Alana and all the staff and everything, walked over to us and asked, you know, "Did you want to see me?" or something to that effect. And he said, "Yes." And so he took us directly into his office, and that's not the normal way that he does things. He's a German, and has to go through the little channels, and the secretary has to do this thing and all that. And everyone, it was really funny when Rick mentioned it more, saw more of it than I did. Everyone just stopped what they were doing, and the whole place, as we walked through into Otto's office with him. And we went in there, and we talked a little bit, and then I gave him the check, and we went over that, and he asked about some other things, and he said we had 2 other packages that came in from us today, so we're handing him a check. At the same time, we have more business sitting in his office, plus he has the other business already. So he was a little, what would you say? good experience for myself. It gave me a good feeling in the respect of, as we've talked about, coming from a position of strength. Because of when you're always going into a place asking for a loan or money, is different than taking money there, saying, now we're paying for it, now perform. And it was a little, coming from that position, he was a little, he didn't have his story to tell about who he was and what the company was, because he didn't have to do that, because he didn't know what to talk about. And so he was a little nervous. And it was incredible. And we went over a couple other transactions that we were possibly considering bringing in to him, and he wanted to know a little bit about Tehachapi. I could see him searching for the right words. He wanted to know kind of how things were going and how I was connected, and which I thought was interesting, because as he was scanning his own self, I felt like I had a little tap into that scanning process, and it was amazing to watch him do that. He found the right words and asked, and I said that basically I was in the middle person, and I was working with the corporations and like Mr. Pecker and the ABT and for to be a middle person between Otto and Lyons and ABT, so he would know that I was helping him get business. And so that gave him that ease to know that I was doing that kind of on his behalf in a way. And I had talked about that with EJ before I left. And after that, we stood up and, Rick and he asked a little bit about the domes and
the project
of about $125 million for Futuronics. We didn't tell him the name of it, but I told him it wasn't together quite yet. He was interested.
Buck Randall. He was fidgeting behind his desk and said, tell me about $125 million. And Randall said, Otto, you know I can't do that. And Otto just was sort of, oh. He said, Randall then said, it's not together yet. And it was like, oh.
And we did touch on it a little bit.
But it was an interesting role reversal that was taken place.
I didn't want to tell him a whole bunch about it because it's not ready to be talked about, and it might change its face a little bit. And I told him that, first of all, I had used that $125 million to have him call me back the other day. And I said, tell me, I wanted to talk to him about it, see if it needed to be broken down into smaller pieces, like $25 million at a time. And he called me back and told me, no, he could take the whole thing. And that's why he was asking. And I told him that he related it to Kodak. He had helped or was aware of Kodak being funded. And he didn't want to have anything to do with a movie. But I said, no, it's for the production and for equipment and different kinds of things. He just jumped in with the word Kodak. And then he said, well, why the $125 million? And at that time, I just said, well, it's going to be hooked up to satellite network and everything. And he goes, oh, satellite. Okay, that's fine. And so it was like, that was about all we said, just some overviews, even though it'll be all linked together and it might not be in the same package.
And non-union.
Non-unions. He wanted to see if it was non-union. Is that why we were doing that? He talked about the 50-mile radius out of Hollywood. And then I talked to Elena. Well, first of all, when we got ready to leave the office, he stood up and shook Rick's hand. And then I said, well, we started to ask about the $3 million. And he said, well, I need a couple of days on that. And that's what his remark was for that. So we're going to hold him to that. And say, here,
give me a few days.
So we'll probably get a hold of him shortly, probably Friday or Monday. And I said the 2 days. A few days are up.
Absolutely. He's just had to refresh your course, I'll tell you.
I would like to just make one statement about yesterday. And that's that when we walked in and he was sitting behind his desk, it was clear to me that someone had gotten to him, found out something, there was something going on in which he was humbled in the most powerful possible position behind his own desk in his own office. And Randall was in a position of strength. It was just really interesting to watch.
It's harder in German.
I hate to do this. I'm going to request that, regardless of what is required from all of you, I want the letter, I want the discourses with Otto, so forth, and I want all of you to hear them. Both my conversation with him and the tape I made for him that accompanied all of the dirty, dastardly drivel perpetrated on your place. Al, can you remember approximately when those tapes were made? When you all watched television until your eyes fell out?
Well, let's see. Was it April?
He's had cause to do a little review.
He must have done some review while he was over there extensively this last time.
You don't.
He was different.
It's all right.
Fresh.
It's fresher than that. You see, he never did return any of the documents. In fact, it would not surprise me if he didn't go and watch, especially the Billy Meyer Chronicle. You don't have a name like Tehachapi. You don't have, especially, these myriads of financial packages coming from a place unless something's going on. You don't get a phone call from a space commander every day. You don't have a callback number 0601 Tehachapi for a Randall or a Mr. Ecker every day. Doesn't require much thought to put it together, and probably it was startling when he did. And then to have you, who had pulled away from the other ones, which annoyed him no end, those ones. That's when he got really ready and said, "Goodbye, sister, I can't participate in this, or I don't believe so." I warned him then. I said, "You may be making a very grave error." "Well, he's made mistakes before," he said. "Thank you, goodbye," and hung up. We went right ahead and made the tapes. Sent them federal, not federal, but overnight made them to him. I had opened a call to make sure he got them, and then we just sort of dropped away, and we've been monitoring it. I told him that he was under surveillance by both the ones watching and financing his deals and the federal IRS, or maybe I told him the feds, which also meant Space Brothers have you right under the microscope, brother, all the time. I told him it was time for him to meet some commitments made to the father, etc. You don't forget things like that, not really. And he has gone now, and he has refreshed. And these are legitimate business transactions. We were called again into his attention with the episode over Terra Block Worldwide and Terra Block West, or whatever you call it, because Wally McPherson made some rather abrupt phone calls to him, which were quite well in line. They were handled a little severely. The man didn't know what to do about them. by all reasons that would have ended, severed any relationship with his group, as kooks, quacks, and real harassers. How do you think Wally is going to feel when he finds out everyone you're turning in is being approved? Yes, there's been a lot of input. When the father accepts a commitment, he doesn't get on the line very fast.
Commander?
Yes.
For purposes of the tape and the others on the ground, Randall, could you just speak just briefly how you paved the way with it?
I also spoke with Elena, I guess as his executive vice president, right-hand person. And she also went over to overseas with him. Before they left, I had talked to them about the number of transactions we're putting together and where we are, and requested the $3 million before they left, and also the transaction of the $25,000 check and when it would be there and that kind of thing, and any delays that we had with that. And when they came back, we had our meeting here, and then I called them again and made sure that they were aware that the purpose of us going ahead and paying that right now was for them to work on the $30 million, along with having that as the payment for the $33 million transaction. I did talk to her a little bit about that, and I paved a little bit more way for the number of transactions that we have here. I went ahead, Commander, and used your $3 billion figure in the way of projects. But I also said to Elena at the same time, because I was alone in the conference room with her after I finished with Otto, and I am a representative for them, so I talked to them like I'm in-house. It's not like I'm a foreigner, even though. And so we talked about lots of different kinds of loans and everything, but this particular process, I said we do have $3 billion worth of projects that we're working on. I said, but you know how that is. I said, so we're going to cut that in half and go about $1.5 billion. And I said, but even for more realistic, we have about $500 million that would be currently working on. And so it was like, she sees up here that I dropped it down and then dropped it down again, so we have current projects. And I said, so the flow will continue. And I said, as long as you have a deep pool or a deep well of money, we'll just keep sending the good packages in. We talked about the quality of the packages a little bit. We talked about other kinds of financing that are available through the company, the lease program that they have there. And she wants to do some subdivision projects, house, home loans, both tracts and individual homes, home loans. And she's willing to do the 100% financing on the building of a building, either commercial or home loans. And which a lot of times when you do building, you have to put some money into it. So they have 100% financing, which she's was supposed to back me some information yesterday. She tried a number of times, and the fax machine, it was a little mixed up. They'll probably do it again today. But I went over those things to let her know that we're serious of putting some more packages together and through there. And she was real happy. She was receptive. I talked to her about the $3 million with Otto, and she started to go off on the time frame again, which she always does, because that's the buffer. Give us a little time to get the money.
Oh, well, yes.
And I said that I believe Otto, when he told me that it would just be a few days, I said, Elena, I believe that. And that just shut her right up. It's like otherwise she'd have to say, well, don't believe him. This is what's really true. But she didn't. And she just looked at me with raised eyebrows. And I said, so we're gonna proceed forward just exactly like he said he was going to do. And that was kind of an overview of what we did during the meeting, and it was not too long, it was short. We did a few points. She talked about general printing a little bit, because
general printing packages in her office in the lease department for leasing of the equipment for $500,000. I told her that was on hold a little bit because the payment is like $12,000 a month on that, and it was used equipment. And so I said that it was best advice for them to hold a little bit because it would sink them right now if they had another $12,000 a month payment. And so she said, that's fine.
You have to get Ken to get busy on that proposal.
Okay. I did talk to Ken this morning on that, and he's moving slow, but we're going to speeding up a little bit. He's having some financial difficulties, too.
Oh.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yes. Big surprise.
But other than that, we had a good meeting, and then Rick and I went around and did a few other little things in town and came back home. It was exciting.
I don't want you once to blame us for the financial difficulties. We really don't make it that bad. It just happens that it works out that way. I'm sorry. I'm sincere.
That's the nature of this business.
Waiting for her tongue.
Just our perception.
There'll be a day when all of you will be laughing out of the other side, including Otto. I'm sure that he never expected to hear from Commander Hatton again. And yet, you see, this is why when the Father asks us to follow through with ones who have made a commitment, and we accept the responsibility of follow-up at this particular time. Now, these commitments, as in the case of Mr. Redford, were made long before Mr. Redford came to this place. And especially as ones enter into the acting field, any time you have ones in the entertainment field, you have them very, very close to Space Brothers. They're already playing in a fantasy world. They don't have far to go on into insanity, you know, so they can just continue on the direction they were heading. But they have all of their lives to build fantasies. And they know that when they are in a role where they really do their best work, it is when they become that character. Well, all these ones come to the Father and say, oh, Father, if you just let me be successful. Man always prays just before he goes into the ball game. Well, what about the poor guys on the other side? Well, God will let him excel, maybe. But how do you choose up who's going to win and lose? By who prays the best? Well, I won't go into that, but these ones come with their commitments made. And now it is time to begin to pull these ones and let them know they're in the running. Just as we did with those poor souls at the Crystal Cathedral every day for a week. And they had their security people out to visit. Poor old little Crow, he really had a fall that week. And yet, can you see it? If that place is filled. And pretty soon they're going to start the glory of Easter pageant. I mean the glory of Christmas. They have glory of Easter, glory of Christmas, and they pack that place twice a day. And when that place comes down, it's going to slash everybody to shreds. It's glass. Maybe it's no worse than a 50,000 ton rule falling on you. Maybe it makes no difference. But somehow the sight is worse to me. Because one's come to those places for the safety. God would surely not strike them in the house of God. But God doesn't strike them either place. But that's why tapes were made. And it seemed like a real pain and a real foolishness. And then to be ignored, and packages come back. Well, now you know. it was not wasted. And with each one that has been contacted, we made very sure, by whatever method was required, that it came into their attention. Whether they read it, whether they listened to it, is totally immaterial. When it comes into their attention again, it will be different, just as was your visit into Otto von Bressen's door. I also spoke with Elena. I have an accent. The poor young man who got the call was blown away, so he got somebody who maybe could understand me. But she understood me, and I got a response to Otto right back. And he was very, very respectful.
When was this?
Whenever we did this.
Oh, okay.
Like last March, April, May, I don't know. Must have been March or April. Because that is correct. These tapes were put together for a very special reason. Amongst them was Nostradamus. And we sent Otto for your edification, just for your knowledge. We sent him letters from a dead man. The day after the conversations with Mr. Sagan, the portion of Mr. Sagan's special, which dealt with nuclear winter, the Billy Myers Chronicle, what else? The earthquake is coming, and Nostradamus, we gave him the whole shot. I told him we would take care of him, and we will. I made it explicitly clear we would protect him. And I would like for you once to be able to share that now, because it helps you when you come into some things in retrospect. It gives you a little bit of confirmation. He will see that these are good projects. Otherwise, he would have turned and won. This was a token requirement. Once again, testing just to see if he will work very diligently at it.
Commander?
Yes, please.
It distinctly felt to me like red carpet treatment that we got yesterday.
I really acknowledge it, and I give great credit to him. I appreciate it. And I will at some point be able to tell him that. I also told him that for my verification, and this was the first time I have told anyone at that point, that the contact of Semyasi was in my command. And Hindersmith Rudi, where Billy Meyer is less than 50 miles from Munich, from whence comes Mr. von Bressensdorf, and I said it would be very easy for you to verify my validity. I'm sure he did that. Quite sure he did that.
Is that why he went to Switzerland?
No.
No.
He does business there. But he had a due thrust. He does business from Munich and Switzerland. And I told him that I know, and he knows I know, where his funds come from. You'll enjoy it. Let's have a little fun with it.
All right.
I thank you.
Good. I look forward to looking and watching all of.
We had quite a time, didn't we, Al?
Yes, we did.
We just sent out and we just played games. We were afraid Mr. Newman wouldn't get it, so we offered Mrs. Newman a package all her own, and whichever role she wants. We'll see.
That'll be interesting to watch that come together.
Yes, it will.
Knowing how things come together already.
And in the business world, look what a beautiful job we're doing for them. We're giving them new technology in the most grand setting that you can imagine. Doesn't really matter where CPAPU is filmed. If it has to be in Utah, that's where it would have been anyway. So let's not get hung up on it. But they are going to know this dome is on the way. They foolishly turned down the next offer. That's it. That will be the third. And God gives you three chances. And then he passes right on over.
That's the first I've heard that.
So that's where the three comes in baseball. Bring you out.
They come back asking thee. Let's talk about now. You're all dying to know what's going on. Oberly, where is he?
He's not doing well. He's coming down the hallway.
I'm monitoring that little bit.
Good.
Quiet. You're being monitoring you.
I better lay down. I can't seem to sit up. I'd like to listen in.
All right. I won't request this of you then. There are several things in the book that came from Tuilla. There are many things in the book I wish had never been looked at. But these ones are nosy, you know. You get a book and it's rare that you're told to start with the end. There are some things predicted here that I have hesitated to even bring to the forefront. You all know it. I keep telling you, go look at CPAPU, read it. We're right on track. We cannot tell when something is going to come down the pike, specifically to a day, to a month, very frequently to a year. There are some things coming down the pike, as you would call it in New York, that you better look at very carefully. There is a comet. We'll call it a comet. It's a planet. Your Bible calls it Wormwood, the planet of bitterness. It's a comet. It is an energy field. It is an energy ball. Quite frankly, of pure light. It will come. How hard it hits you depends on how far along we have traveled our way in a positive direction. When that energy field of light hits this planet, it could very well disintegrate the planet, but it will integrate with the new. That will be, at that point, total transition. And it will be a show. There is still the possibility of that being diverted. I'm only telling you now to let you know that within the next few years, that's coming your way. It should be within the next 3 years, no later, that it will be recognized, and I believe it may already have hit your news. Very, very faintly, as a new planet discovered. It will travel quite rapidly, dropping energy as would a comet. It will appear much like a comet because of the trail it will leave in disintegrating energy balls or watts. I don't want you ones concerned about it at all. You will either be lifted off this place or you will be integrated into the light. You're already light beings. You don't have a problem. But that's enough to stir up some interest for anyone reading that. No, it's truth. This is part of what undid her. She heard every word and knew it was truth. She has seen it, we have talked of it, and you ones are going to have to face it in your consciousness, and right now is as good a time as any. It is called by many names. Just as Terra, Earth, Shan, Seton, you name it, you're called it. So does Wormwood have all these names, Herculopus in Peru. Some of the channels are saying it is a planet, some are saying it is a comet, it is the same. That is simply in perception. You have a greenhouse effect that no one seems to be able to account for. Ozone layers opening up, yes and no. For a long time we patched because you were getting so off balance in your polar areas. The stress, the torque, if you would, was incredible. And we were about to lose your planet. We were stabilizing from both poles and completely in a belt around your equator. And still you were slipping. You were slipping because you were off balance. You're carrying a lot of weight on your poles from ice. The ozone layer going is both a curse and a blessing. Hard on you, but with care, not unbearable. It melts the ice, it redistributes the weight, and the planet possibly can come back somewhat into balance. Because if we are required to let go now, there is no way. It will simply shift. Instant shift. If some of that water mass can be redistributed, there's hope for the planet of the third dimension. But it's going to flood a lot of places. Tidal waves coming in from areas that you cannot imagine just do not fit into any kind of physics or geography that you can picture in your mind. This, along with the resurfacing of your let's say your destroyed planets, your destroyed continents. They're just going to be a big shift. And you're having Earth upheavals in other countries that just don't come into your attention. An awful lot of activity in the Ring of Fire. I have looked at the probabilities very, very carefully. I believe, with enough positive energy poured in, that there is a possibility of averting the big one until some time, possibly in 1990. We've held it so far. And very likely a very large one at the end of your next summer that probably would coincide with SEPA filming. Don't get hung up on that. That might be the big one. It looks more like probabilities of a major one before your Christmas now. This is not anticipated to be the big one. Once again, we are having channels come forth, so the energies are bringing this information, and it comes, quite frankly, from Commander Ashtar. I believe probably I have a lot of wishful thinking. The petitions are out to the councils. They hear us. They will allow us, once again, to stabilize through these periods of time, because dark energies have been removed now in great mass from your astral and earthbound planes. Your impact will be henceforth from the inner dimension of the third. And brother, they're going to be after you ones. They're going down fighting. But you will be protected. You will be protected. But the third dimensional activities on this place will continue to spiral downward, darker and darker and darker until the final thrust. The Brotherhood of the Dark Robes of the Outer Dimensions knows it's over. They're not going to win it. But the ones in your own atmosphere, if you will, I don't know how to explain it to you. The ones who dwell and those that are incarnate will struggle to the very end. Some would go as far as the total destruction and annihilation of this planet, just to make a point. Most would not. They do not wish it destroyed either. I don't like bringing these things to you like this, especially when you have ones already frightened. The eye-opening now must come when? Anyone's coming into the group or destined to be in the group, and they'll have to just hang on for dear life. Because we won't have time to tediously nurse them along. They don't realize it. They're already far enough along. But it will come as an initial shock. These things are just to make you prepared. Knowledge is the best weapon that you have. You're here for this reason. Remember? And now you're getting it from other horses' mouths instead of just Hatan. You all come from the highest realms, 12 or above, of the master realms. You've walked with God. In that perceived reality.
Commander?
Yes.
does the passing of Wormwood correspond with the so-called 12 days of light? Are they the same?
Not exactly.